Your bank just closed a $200 million ABL revolver. You hold a $60 million commitment as administrative agent. The borrower calls at 7 a.m. wanting a same-day draw. Here is the part that surprises most experienced ABL managers making this transition. You cannot simply approve it. You are no longer the sole decision maker. You are now the operating interface for four other lenders, each with independent credit rights, and the credit agreement, not your judgment alone, governs what you can do next. That shift from absolute control to governed agency is the entire game. Now, the structure itself. Think of the syndicate as a corporation where the credit agreement is the charter. The administrative agent is the CEO, executing decisions, distributing notices, calculating payments, maintaining lender records. But the board, meaning the lender group, retains authority over anything material. The agent handles ministerial functions independently, processing borrowing requests, verifying procedural conditions, notifying each lender of its funding share, allocating payments. Lender A holds 30% of commitments, lender B 25%, lender C 20%, lender D 15%, lender E 10%. When the borrower submits a notice of borrowing, the agent confirms conditions are met, then instructs each lender to fund its exact pro rata share by the specified time and account. That is pure administration, no lender vote required. But the moment you want to waive a covenant, reduce a rate, or extend maturity, you have crossed into lender consent territory, and the agreement's approval thresholds control everything. The key idea here is the distinction between required lender decisions and sacred rights. Required lenders are typically lenders whose aggregate pro rata shares exceed 50% of total commitments. In our facility, that means any coalition crossing the $100 million threshold. Lenders A and B together hold $110 million. They can constitute required lenders alone. Required lender approval covers most material amendments, adding financial covenants, modifying borrowing base mechanics, accelerating after an event of default, directing enforcement. But sacred rights sit above that threshold entirely, reducing principal owed to a specific lender, cutting that lender's interest rate, extending its maturity, or changing the pro rata sharing provisions. Those require consent of each affected lender, every single one. A majority vote cannot override a sacred right, remember that. Lenders D and E, holding 30 and 20 million respectively, cannot be crammed down on their economic terms, even if every other lender agrees. That protection is absolute and contractual. Christian, here is where the ABL-specific mechanics make this more complex than a standard-term loan syndicate. The borrowing base is a group-wide control mechanism. A relatively small change, a new reserve, a revised eligibility criterion, a lower appraisal assumption, immediately reduces availability for every lender simultaneously, even though no individual lender changed its commitment. For example, suppose the agent imposes a $10 million availability reserve after a field exam reveals inventory concentration risk. Availability drops from $140 million to $130 million for the entire syndicate. Lender B's effective exposure ceiling just changed without a single lender vote. Now consider cash dominion. The blocked account structure centralizes collections through the agent, giving the lender group a common collateral control mechanism. The agent administers this independently as a ministerial function, but releasing a blocked account, modifying dominion triggers, or waiving a cash sweep, those decisions carry material collateral consequences and typically require required lender direction. The agent cannot unilaterally loosen collateral controls. That is not administration. That is a credit decision belonging to the group. And Christian, the most dangerous operational error you can make as agent is treating a lender group decision as routine administration. The mirror image error as a participant is assuming the agent's notice or recommendation replaces your own duty to analyze collateral, exposure, and consent rights independently. The takeaway from everything here is this: transitioning from bilateral ABL management to syndicated facilities requires a fundamental rewiring of how you think about authority. In a bilateral deal, your credit judgment is the facility. In a syndicate, your credit judgment governs only your own seat. The credit agreement defines the exact boundary between the agent's discretion and the syndicate's collective rights, and that boundary is not negotiable, not flexible, and not subject to informal override. The agent executes. The lenders decide, your job, whether you sit in the agent's chair or a participant's seat, is to know precisely where that line falls on every decision you face.